Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Interesting in the news story that broke yesterday, but we didn't get to it on the air, is that Vladimir Putin has now called for martial law in the eastern portion of Ukraine, the areas in which they are now declaring as Russia. He's now declaring martial law for that. We can get into that story here, because I know, Reed, you do tend to pay some more attention probably than the average person to international goings-on. But you've been pretty busy over the last few days going and doing the politics thing, hanging around icky politicians like Don Bolduc. He's the right-wing, quote-unquote, Trumper or something that's running here in New Hampshire for U.S. Senate against the current incumbent, who's also bad. You know, they're all bad, Democrats, Republicans. There's a decent person running as a Libertarian, Jeremy Kaufman, and we've talked about some of his really creative advertising that he's been doing that has been getting a lot of shares on the internet. Unfortunately, it hasn't persuaded anyone in the mainstream media to give him any kind of fair level of attention. And so I presume that was what drove you to go and attend a Don Bolduc event. Plus, Tulsi, your old pal, was in town. You used to be a Tulsi fan, and then you kind of changed your mind. Why don't you take us back to when you were like behind Tulsi some years ago, and sure, what happened? What your evolution was from there?
Yeah, well, I don't think there was much of. There's been a little bit of an evolution, but I was a Rand Paul supporter in 2016. And that kind of turned me into more or less of a libertarian.
Were you a Ron Paul libertarian before Rand?
Just missed it.
Oh, okay.
I was in high school senior year when Ron Paul was running in 2012. And I remember liking him just because he seemed like a down-to-earth straight shooter. But it was like a couple years after his run, I started thinking about all the stuff he said and, you know, kind of internalizing the libertarian message.
How would you have described yourself in 2012?
Oh, I was a... Well, 2012, I was barely starting to snap out of it, but in high school I was a total neocon.
Okay.
I mean, my parents actually were anti-war conservatives, but when I was in high school I was trying to just reestablish myself in some strong conservative evangelical roots or something, and I was a huge Mike Huckabee fan in middle school, and then early high school, I was listening to Ann Coulter, and that—I mean, she's gotten a little less awful lately, but back then she was just absolutely
terrible.
Well,
the Republicans always get a little less awful when they're out of power, right?
Exactly. So I was just absolutely terrible. But then Ron Paul kind of snapped me out of it a little bit, because I started rewatching all the debate moments in like 2014 after the election was already over, and then I started paying attention to his son. And then I got way into his run for president, and that was just
disappointing. Wasn't he the first to bail out? Like, he was
the first one who made it on the debate stage, at least. He bailed, and then I voted for Gary Johnson, kind of not very excitedly. I wasn't a huge fan, but...
Yeah, I definitely wasn't excited by him either time.
Yeah, so I was already a libertarian, but... I was just kind of done with presidential politics after that. And then Tulsi, you know, I definitely disagreed with her on a number of issues, but she was the only one who was criticizing Trump for his foreign policy. Like, the rest of them, all their complaints were like, oh, he's a white supremacist, or he's a blah, you know, there's just like dumb stuff. But she was criticizing him for his Iran policy, his, you know, giving the Saudis all sorts of weapons and building us up toward a nuclear arms race with China and Russia. So I was like, okay, that I can get behind. So I campaigned for her here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. This was
2020. You know, all the way till February. And then she obviously didn't do well. She came in like seventh place. Right. But that was how I, that was my involvement.
Turns out Democrats love war too.
Yeah.
These days.
A lot. I mean, to me, they always have. Like, people, people are always like, what happened to the Democrat Party? And I'm like, what do you mean? They got us into World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, Libya, Syria, Yemen, you know, like all
so,
of
them. So the Democrats, like the Republicans sound pro-liberty when the Democrats are in office, the Democrats sound anti-war when the Republicans are in office,
yeah.
Right?
Unless it's Trump, like this last, even though Trump was awful on foreign policy, the, you know, he was called a Putin asset or, you know, for like not wanting to escalate things to a crazy amount in Syria. And yeah. Like, I mean, he was given the Ukrainians weapons and, you know, tons of money, and they're still calling him a Russian asset. I was just like, what are you guys talking about? This doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, I'll give Trump a little bit of credit. He seemed to be, and this isn't saying a whole lot, considering who he's compared to, but
right.
He seemed to be less warmongering than his recent predecessors, Obama, yeah. You know, Clinton, George Bush. He didn't do as much. He did withdraw some troops from Afghanistan. He yep. didn't get crazy and, like, start new conflicts generally. And even some things, like, he even tried to make peace with North Korea. I mean, yeah. that was, to me, like, shocking.
Yeah.
No one has ever tried that. And since, that hasn't happened at all either.
Yeah, I was actually talking about that in a live stream I did today because I was very critical of Trump in 2016. Mm-hmm. I mean, because... Yeah, he said some good things here and there, but I was like, man, this guy's insane, some of the stuff he says. But then he got in there, and I realized, oh, he's just like every other president. Mm-hmm. But then the stuff with Korea happened, and I don't know if everyone remembers, but we thought we were on the brink of war with Korea
mm-hmm.
1 week, and then the next, you know.
Right. Remember, he called it Little Rocket Man or something.
Yeah, like saying, we will ray down, you know, hellfire upon you or whatever and make, you know, destroy you. And then like a week later, they were meeting each
hanging
other.
Hanging out, having dinner.
And I was like, this is amazing. I can't believe this is happening. And to me, it was the best thing he'd ever done.
I agree. Yeah.
During his presidency,
I think
and he got dragged through the mud for it by the media. They were just like, oh, he's a dictator lover. And I was just like, what are you talking about? This is
how
the best thing he's done.
Like, yeah, they were so incensed that he dared to just talk to this guy.
Yeah.
You know, which had never happened in the history of North Korea ever since Kim Jong, what was it? Not Un or Il. The guy before him, the grandfather, Kim Il-sung,
that was
his name. The godhead, basically, of North Korea. Ever since that guy, you know, created North Korea, essentially, the U.S. has just kept as far away from there as possible. And so, just, you know, he deserves credit for that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But all that to say, like, she was the only one who was to our side of him on foreign policy.
Yeah.
You know, like, everybody else was just awful. So, campaign for her, and then, yeah, she obviously ended up endorsing him in the end. And then since then, like, I just kind of...
Who did she endorse?
Biden.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, that pronoun wasn't very descriptive. But, you know, ever since that, like, she occasionally says stuff I like and then says stuff I don't. I mean, it's just kind of hit or miss, like, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, she has no principle.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that's what it is. Like,
and
some,
she's not really anti-war, from what I recall correct. Like, if I'm recalling correctly, she is, like, anti-this war or anti-that war or critical in her own way. But ultimately, she would never come right out and say, oh, well, I would never support a war. She would in many circumstances.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, she's anti-regime change war, anti-stupid war. So she doesn't want to go to war with Russia or China or Iran or Syria, which already makes her better than, you know, 95% of Congress. But
socially, she's pretty hard left.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Or, I mean, I don't even know anymore. She's
now she's moving the deck chairs around.
Yeah.
She's changing her perspective. She came out in a pro gun video recently where she's running around shooting things at a gun range, and she seems to be trying to pander to the right. As she then, like, the day after or 2 days after the gun video came out, all of a sudden she renounces the Democratic Party, and she hasn't said she's going to become a Republican. I don't think she's said anything about what her next step is going to be. So for now, she's independent, Tulsi Gabbard. But now she's palling around with this guy here in New Hampshire, Don Bolduc, who's a former military, I guess still, I mean, I guess once you're a general, you're always a general, but he's a military general. He's like a retired general guy. And this guy is not a peace dude. He's not anti-war in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I mean, not even slightly. He's a neocon. And I try not to, you know, libertarians use that to describe everyone, and I really try not to, but he really is. He wants war with every country, and he's always angry that we haven't done enough and been aggressive enough.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find the clip, because there was one that was floating around a few days ago that really made it clear, because some people are trying to claim that, oh, yeah, he's anti-war. You libertarians should get behind him. And so what is Tulsi Gabbard doing as her at least semi-anti-war stance backing this guy? There's more coming up here in moments. You went to a campaign appearance.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here and bring up whatever you want. We're talking about warmongering Democrats and Republicans and the confusing, hypocritical Tulsi Gabbard. Shepard, who came out a few days ago, and maybe several days ago at this point, and announced that she is no longer a Democrat. And to her credit, the things she said when she was announcing that she was no longer a Democrat sounded pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was calling them out for being warmongers and that sort of thing. I don't have the exact quote, but I think she might have even used that term.
Yeah, she did. She called them an elitist cabal of warmongers.
Yeah.
Which is pretty accurate.
Yeah, I can't disagree with her there. But then, like, within hours, within, you know, 48 hours, she's standing on a stage
with an elitist, cabalist warmonger.
A former U.S. general who's running for Senate here in New Hampshire. We'll continue the discussion, but also I want to make sure you know about Bullion Max. Right now, you can go and get a free gold back when you buy the Bullion Max Introduction. They've got this thing we were telling you about before. It's like a starter kit, the silver starter kit that you can get at employee pricing, and they're throwing in a free gold back with this as well. So you already had a pretty great deal on just the 5 ounces of silver that you get with this, but you also get the gold back. So if you've never had a gold back before, you've heard us talking a lot about them here. It's a perfect excuse to just throw it in, basically, to your silver starter kit so you can get an idea of the quality and the just beauty of the gold backs. So check it out at bullionmax.com/FTL. If you don't know what the gold backs are, they're beautiful, interchangeable gold money that you can actually carry in your wallet. And I do this. I bring gold backs everywhere I go. I love to add them to a good cash tip for, you know, servers and that sort of thing. And it's fun to ask local businesses if they're willing to accept it. And, of course, that always starts a conversation about real money. And they're just a wonderful outreach tool. And they're actually really widely valued at freedom-friendly businesses. So go to BullionMax.com/FTL. You can buy direct from Bullion Max without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home. So you can get all kinds of great gold and silver products there. But if you've never gotten into silver or gold before, start with the silver starter kit at BullionMax.com/FTL. As we continue here, it's Ian and Reed in the studio. Reed, we were just kind of recapping what's been going on with this Tulsi Gabbard, who has been partially anti-war. Her rhetoric tends to be mostly decent. You know, when she's opposing the status quo, she talks pretty good against the current warmongering state. We won't go so far as to call her principled in this way or anything like that, but as far as national characters are concerned, she is one of the better sounding ones on, at the very least, this one issue.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said in the last segment, just not wanting to go into all-out hot war with other nuclear powers and major countries puts her at the top 5%
right
when she was in Congress. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty slim pickings.
So then she announces last week or whenever it was, fairly recently, that she's no longer going to be a Democrat. She came out against the warmongering left and didn't say she was going to join the Republicans, which, of course, they're full of warmongers as well. And then strangely decides to team up with this general, this Don Bolduc. And, you know, normally I don't want to talk really much about New Hampshire elections because I think most people don't care about them. But Tulsi's kind of this national figure, so it's kind of interesting seeing what she's doing here. And people are claiming this Don Bolduc guy was cozying up to the Libertarians as he was trying to get through the primary here in New Hampshire. And sadly, he beat Bruce Fenton, who was an actual free stater, an actual principled anti-war pro-liberty guy. Bruce, unfortunately, was his first run for any kind of office, and he went big, right? Like when you normally when you run for office the first time, you don't go for U.S. Senate, but he did. And you know, he kind of jumped into the deep end, and he had an amazing campaign. I think he said he put like 85 Bitcoin into his campaign, which is some number of millions of dollars. And, you know, he had a lot of signage and had a lot of great appearances. Yeah, surprisingly, the media actually talked to him, which was really the best part about his campaign, was he ended up in debates with people like this. But he didn't make it past 5%, unfortunately. So Bolduc took the day, and he's now the Republican candidate for Senate here in New Hampshire. And so they're trying to cozy up to the Libertarians to try to, you know, court their vote, because they know that the incumbent is, she's tough to beat, right? Like, she's a former governor here in New Hampshire. She's been in this position for at least 6 years, I think, at this point. After she was done with governor, she went and she ran for, I believe she ran for U.S. Senate at that point. And so, you know, she's going to be tough to unseat. And so they know they got to get the libertarians to not support the libertarian and support Don Bolduc. So they were trying to, you know, get cozy with him. And I don't know how the message got out that this guy was in any way, shape, or form anti-war, because all you have to do is just listen to what he has to say. And you've got a clip here that was posted on the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire Twitter, which, by the way, is now the number one state Libertarian Party Twitter out there.
That's right.
So that's kind of a good little trophy. But I'm going to go ahead and play this clip. It's him being interviewed on Fox News about the Ukraine-Russia situation. I don't know what...
February 28th.
Thank you. February was when this happened. So before Russia's invasion, we go here with the clip.
It's this resistance that's going to win. But what boggles my mind, Steve, is the fact that we haven't gone all in on this already.
Whoa. Okay. Well, we don't really need to play more than seven seconds here. I mean, there's more to it, and we will. But that's, I mean, what more do you need to know about this guy? He wants to go, quote unquote, all in. That sounds like a full-on U.S. occupation and full-on, as you described it, hot war with Russia.
Yeah.
So in the Ukrainian territory.
Right. I forget what day Russia invaded, but it was...
Early March, I think, right?
No, it was the end of February.
Oh, okay.
It was, like, right before this clip. Mm-hmm. So these are his natural instincts. This guy's a general, too. People got to remember, he's not a farmer or a truck driver or some guy who doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a general, and he knows he's going on Fox News to talk about this. So it's not like this was an off-guard comment that he made at a town hall on a subject he doesn't know anything about. Like, this
he's thought about this in advance.
Sure.
And that's the other thing. People that have been in the military will tell you that the generals, these high-level ranks, these are politicians.
Yeah.
They get to their positions by playing politics within the U.S. military. You know, this guy probably didn't work his way up from a grunt.
Right.
But even if he did, it doesn't matter, because you have to play politics to get that high. So he's a politician first and foremost. Let me go on with more of this clip.
Diplomatically, informationally, militarily, and economically. This is not a time for pause right now. We need to get in there, and we need to help them on
just
the ground.
Pause it for a second. This is not a time for pause right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, his
don't
instinct
think,
is, go, 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 get him, get him, get him.
You know? Right. And as he said, he meant militarily, economically, all of the things that you could possibly do. Don't think about it. Just do it. Drop some bombs. Kill some people. Occupy the territory. Let's have another 20-year war.
Yep.
We have columns of his troops lined up, ready to be, you know, interdicted. And we need to give that kind of help to the Ukrainians.
Let's pause it again. So we have columns of his troops lined up. He's
ready
about,
to be interdicted.
He's talking
let's
about,
drop some bombs on
them. Yeah, he's talking about Putin's troops. You got all the tanks and infantry and artillery all lined up. Let's airstrike them.
That's what
he's saying.
Yep.
That's insane.
Absolutely what he's saying. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Sadly, his viewpoint is probably fairly well represented amongst the mainstream Republicans and Democrats. So we're going to continue here. And then this woman, Tulsi Gabbard, shows up at this guy's campaign event. After talking out against the warmongers, she backs this person.
And still talking against it. While backing
we're coming up here in moments. You can join us here on Free.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While visiting Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on Thursday, President Biden was asked if he's worried about Republicans winning back the House following the midterm elections. President Biden said he was, and he's afraid they'll cut Ukraine aid if they do.
Yeah, I don't worry about that because they said they'll cut it.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is in its eighth month. Back in August, the Biden administration said they will be sending another $3 billion in aid to Ukraine to train and equip their army. A new report shows more than one in four adults don't meet the WHO's recommended physical activity levels. According to the WHO report, close to half a billion people around the world will develop a disease due to lack of physical activity. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 90 points to close at 33.33. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join the show if you want to comment. Talking about warmongers. I'm sure a bunch of them running for office this year. Probably almost everyone except for the libertarians. But then there's Tulsi Gabbard, who has spoken out at least against some wars. And compared to most people in the federal government, she's kind of pro-peace by comparison to the total warring
state. Comparison to the war state, she's really pro-peace.
Right.
Yeah.
Yet then she teams up with this ultra warmongering character named General Don Bolduc, and we have a little bit more of the clip here when he was interviewed on Fox News right around the time that Russia invaded Ukraine, and his comments were essentially that he doesn't think anybody should wait, that they should go, and the U.S. government, military should go in full on, essentially, into a hot war with Russia. And we're going to continue with that clip here in a moment. But also, I do want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com, because Bitcoin.com can help you learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And there is a little bit of a learning curve. I mean, there's no doubt that crypto adoption has gotten easier in the last roughly 14 years that Bitcoin has been around. It was really hard to do, you know, 10 or 11 years ago, but now it's pretty simple. But there's still some things you should, you know, some concepts that you should get under your belt, and Bitcoin.com can help you with that. Just click Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll find some introductory information there. Bitcoin.com can also help you buy your first cryptocurrencies, and don't forget, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin, because hardly anyone could. They're like $19,000 per Bitcoin, but you can buy 1% or less if you want to. It's really just up to you. But you really ought to learn the basics first, so click Get Started at the top of the page on Bitcoin.com. You can watch some introductory videos there, and you can also check out their news site
as well. They get all kinds of cool features. Go to news.bitcoin.com for the latest news headlines in the world of cryptocurrency. All right, so we got more here with this a-hole, General Don Bolduc, who has been trying to cozy up with libertarians here in New Hampshire because he's desperate for, you know, getting as many votes as he can. He knows that Jeremy Kaufman, the libertarian candidate, may very well be the difference between him and this other person running, the incumbent, Maggie Hassan. And so he's trying to do everything he can, but luckily he went on Fox News most of a year ago and started going crazy with pro-war, warmongering statements, and we're going to continue with some of those here, and then we'll talk about you showing up, Reed, at one of his events, more than one, apparently, within the last few days with some other libertarians here in New Hampshire, but here's more of the clip.
We're just sitting back, and we're not doing anything, and we're just saying, oh, you know, everything is on the table. Well, now's the time. Putin is a global threat. He is an enemy to the world, and that's what we have to start telling people he is, and we can't take any...
Do you believe that?
A threat to the world?
Yeah.
No. I mean...
But he's big. He's got nuclear weapons. I mean, he's scary.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I realize NATO and the United States have pumped a ton of weapons and money into Ukraine, but even so, I mean, he can barely take eastern Ukraine, at least at the rate that he's going. You know, I mean, he's probably not going as hard as he could, but still... Like, I mean, it's a massive chore for him to take just eastern Ukraine.
Right, they're having to call up the reserves.
Yeah.
I believe their plan was to call up at least 200,000 reservists.
Right. So the idea that if we don't stop him here, he's going to end up on our doorstep, it's laughable. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I mean, to us it's laughable, but this is the old claim, right? It's like, oh, if we don't get involved and preemptively strike, then, America's freedom is going to go away.
It's the thing they said about terrorists. If we don't fight them over there, we'll fight them over here. It's literally the same thing.
Same kind of fear-mongering.
And I mean, if people knew some of the stuff, like the guys who wrote Project for New American Century, they ended up being the Foreign Policy Institute that pushed for all this Cold War mongering with Russia. They're the same guys who pushed for the Iraq War, and then they were the architects of pushing for this war we're having with Russia now. So same people, same strategy.
The proxy war that is being had right now. We're going to continue here with more of this clip because there's plenty more this a-hole has to say.
Pressure off China either. We got to go after China because they're in this with them.
Oh, okay. Let's just spread the international conflict to the other big bad out there. The other nuclear power
this conversation had nothing to do with China. They had him on to talk about Russia, and he says, oh, by the way, we also have to go after China so they don't go after Taiwan. Like, dude.
I mean, it was bad enough to see what happened with the supply chain during COVID when a lot of Chinese factories shut down. They weren't producing what they would normally produce. I'm pretty sure there are still some issues with products coming from China in a quick manner. But if you go to war with China, that's all going to end.
Yeah.
Like, whatever the good things are that we get from China, and there's a lot of them, right? Like, it's not all crap anymore. It used to be, Chinese products bad, all of them are, junk or whatever. That's not true anymore. China had, in the last few decades, they had actually a lot of economic growth over there because I think it was the guy before the current president was kind of a little more hands-off, if I recall what I've heard about China, and they kind of let the middle class grow and let people own more stuff and businesses open, and the quality level of Chinese products got a lot better, and so a lot of businesses are relying on these products now, and to just say, we just need to go to war is completely economically, beyond the whole war, extinction, it's completely economically tone deaf as well.
Yeah, well, think about how much just sanctioning Russia has affected our energy prices and everything.
It's only just starting, too.
Yeah, I mean, think of how much more reliant on China we are compared to Russia, and how ridiculous. I mean,
it's
especially
insane.
If the war is still going on with Russia and we're still at odds with Russia, and then we also get into it with China.
Two fronts?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, literally half the world at that point, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge, not people-wise, but it's a lot of landmass.
Yes.
That's for sure. And there's a lot of people in China, way more than Russia. I mean, what is it, more than a billion people, I think, in China?
I think, there's around a billion people,
And Russia's 144 million.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Anyway, we continue here more with this psychopath.
We don't want them going into Taiwan. So this is huge, and we got to come together. We got to lead the world.
No, we really don't. We really don't. And Switzerland, of course, proved this, has proved this for I don't know how many decades or whatever. Well, how long has their position in Switzerland been to be neutral?
A long time, yeah.
And they've proven that you don't need to get involved in any of these conflicts, and that it used to be sort of the whole founding father's vision was to stay out of this stuff.
Right.
To not get involved in entangling conflicts. I believe that was that Washington or Jefferson? It was one of those originals.
Mm-hmm.
They got it. They understood that. And that's been lost for a long time, ever since at least World War I. We go on.
In supporting President Zelensky and supporting the Ukrainians, and what we have been doing now is just standing by. There is more to do. We can do it, and we should be doing it.
So let's just be really clear what you mean there. Again, limited time, so I'm sure it can't be an exhaustive answer.
Right.
But what specifically? You're not talking about American troops. I think everyone's agreed about that. How can we help specifically?
No.
What should we do that we're not doing?
We have indirect fires. Oh, sure, Steve. We have indirect fires. We have indirect capabilities. So does NATO. We have all kinds of things that we can be helping with without having to put ground troops in there. And that's what he's asking for. And we have to get... more stuff in there. And
okay, so he kind of backtracked there when the host clarified and, kind of led him into this question instead of the very beginning. He's just, let's throw it all in. Let's go in hot, mm-hmm. Hot conflict. Let's fight it out with Putin. Now he sounds like he's backtracked it slightly by acknowledging, we don't want to send our troops in there, but there's all these other things we can do.
Well, he says he doesn't want to send ground troops in, like infantry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But then
airstrikes.
Yeah, but then he's fine with indirect fires mm-hmm. and sending in special operations and CIA.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't want to send the army in, but he's willing to fire directly upon Russian troops.
Well,
so.
I suspect the CIA is still there, right?
Like, they've been spotted there.
Right. Well,
several times they
said that it was the CIA, or it has been said that the CIA was what set up this current government there in 2014.
Oh yeah, exactly.
So why would they have left?
No, they wouldn't.
They're still there doing their thing. The number here is 603-283-6160. They're probably the ones whispering in Zelensky's ear that you need to ban the opposition party, keep them from
that's real democracy.
Yeah, keep them from even having a chance of being elected. The number here is 603-283-6160. More about this warmongering psychopath that now Tulsi Gabbard is buddies with and doing campaign appearances with. We'll get to that on the way here, and you can share your thoughts on.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to Free Talk Live supporter JCOM3030. JCOM is a super high-level supporter. He's diamond level, which means he's doing way more than what we request. We only ask for $5 a month at the AMPS program, and JCOM's doing, I think, 10 times that amount. So thank you, JCOM, for the support there. You can join him, and like I said, it's only $5 a month to become one of our AMPS at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live and you want to help us perhaps be heard on more radio stations to bring the ideas of liberty to more warmongering conservative radio stations, which tends to be where our show is heard, then you want to get behind us, please do that at amps.freetalklive.com. You can use your credit card, your debit card, your PayPal account, if you still have one of those, over at amps.freetalklive.com. Again, thanks to JCOM3030 for being one of those. Also, one of the perks you get is you get access to the AMP Only podcast, which has the full radio show every single night, but minus the recorded commercials. So you can get that as one of your perks at amps.freetalklive.com. So we've been playing some audio here going back to February, late February of this year, with this character, Don Bolduc. He's a former general with the military. Was he an army general? Do you know?
Yeah,
you know,
army, I think.
Army general. And he's a total warmonger. He wants to have like a full-on active conflict with not just Russia, he says, but also China. He wants to literally have a potential nuclear conflict with these mega superpowers, and it's just absolutely insane. But, of course, that's what you would expect from somebody who's tied in with the military-industrial complex, right? Like, more war means more money for his buddies.
Yeah, and if you go on his website, he also wants to go after rogue nations like North Korea and Iran.
Wow.
So even China and Russia is not enough. We've got to go after
that's
all of
nuts.
Them. And then people try to say, well, he's softened on his position since he made this statement. But if you go and look at his websites and if you listen to his speeches, which mm-hmm. I just did on Sunday, his only criticism of Biden is his lack of strategy.
Mm.
And if the lack of strategy is that Biden wouldn't, you know, make indirect fire on Russian convoys or put special forces on the ground or whatever, you know, because that's what he was criticizing Biden for back in February, and that he wouldn't, you know, go hard enough and put enough sanctions on. That was all of his criticisms leading up to it. That's his only criticism of Biden. He hasn't suddenly said, oh, we need to de-escalate tensions. He's just said that there's no strategy with Biden, with Russia or China, that we need a strategy. And we've seen what his strategy looks like, so not a good idea.
We go on here. There's a little bit more of the clip with him talking to Fox News earlier this year, and then we'll get into his appearance with Tulsi Gabbard. More than one of them.
We have to get more combat help in there. We can do that. I know we can do it.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. What is combat help? Just so everyone's clear what you mean. Not troops.
Good question.
Sure. You got to get the resistance the stuff that they need, but more importantly, you know, we're going to have to help this resistance out. And I talked about this earlier with General Kellogg on Fox and Friends on an earlier program about CIA findings and about using special operations troops.
And that is the end of the clip. So, special operations troops. He doesn't get into what, you know, we don't have the whole, I don't know how long this interview was, but Twitter restricts you to 2 minutes and 20 seconds. But I think he made it pretty clear what he wants to do.
Yeah, and then after this whole segment, Corey Lewandowski, who's a Trump advisor, and the, what's her name? Let me find it here. And then Jennifer Griffin, who's the Pentagon correspondent for Fox News, she had to go on the record and say that his statements are so crazy and so wild and do not represent the Department of Defense or the Pentagon in any way. And if we actually were to put special forces on the ground or to fire upon Russian troops, that would cause escalation that they don't want at all. And then Lewandowski, who's a former Trump advisor, he said this should disqualify Baldick from ever being a U.S. senator.
Wow.
So when the Pentagon and a Trump advisor both like, whoa, dude, chill out a little bit, you know, it's bad.
Yeah, it is. So this guy somehow teams up with Tulsi Gabbard after her statements about the warmongering, you know, left and why she's leaving the Democratic Party. What is going on there? I mean, as somebody who, not that you can get into her head, but, I mean, do you want to speculate as to why she thinks teaming up with this character is going to somehow benefit her image?
Yeah, man, I don't get this one. I mean, she endorsed a bunch of people, like Blake Masters, I think she endorsed out in Arizona. And I got all sorts of issues with him, but at least...
Another Republican.
Yeah, but at least in that race, you've got Mark Kelly, who's like the worst Democrat in
the
Senate.
Incumbent?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's just so, so bad. And Blake Masters is still pretty bad, but he's not as bad as Kelly. Mm-hmm. Where here, you know, Maggie Hassan is not.
And there's a libertarian in that race, too, it's like.
Yeah. Mark Victor.
Right. Well known, longtime libertarian.
Yeah, he's doing very well in the polls, I think.
Good.
But then out here, Maggie Hassan is bad. But she's not some unique evil by any stretch. I mean,
she's
just
a typical evil.
She's just a typical Democrat. Yeah. And he is worse than her, I think, on this issue.
Sounds like it.
I mean, because I don't know that this is true, but I don't believe Maggie Hassan has ever been corrected by the Pentagon.
Probably not.
Saying, that's a little too crazy, Maggie. I mean, she has supported everything, you know, including the $40 billion to Ukraine.
Sure, said, whatever like, Biden wants,
we
she's
need
gonna
do a bipartisan support of Ukraine, blah, 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 whatever. So she's awful. But I don't think she's said anything that crazy, like we need to fire on Russian troops or whatever. So, yeah, I'm lost. I don't get this. I don't know if they're friends. I know. I mean, she spent a lot of time here in New Hampshire.
She was in the military, right?
Yeah.
Or still is.
She's still in the military.
She's like in the psychological operations section.
Yeah.
That's like the unit, right?
I think so. Yeah.
So she goes to this guy's events, comes all the way up. She lives in Hawaii, I think, right?
Correct.
She comes all the way up here to New Hampshire to campaign for this character. You and some other libertarians showed up. What was it, a few days ago in Manchester?
On Sunday in Brentwood. So
Brentwood.
There was a town hall that was advertised.
They've been going all over, though.
Yeah. And I had been to a Baldick event a couple weeks prior in Keene, and I actually sat down next to his wife, who was a very nice woman, and talked with her, and I had actually tried to get him on the podcast because I asked her if I could get him on, and she said, yeah, I'll see if he'll do it. And then I got in touch with the media team, and they just kind of blew me off for like a week. And then finally they called me and said, hey, we don't have time to do
this. I'm surprised they called you.
They did. Yeah. I'll give them that much. Okay. And so my thought was, okay, I'm just going to have
to... They researched you, you know.
I think they did. My thought was, okay, if I want to ask him any questions, I've just got to go to one of his town halls and hopefully get called on and then ask him one of these questions.
Sure.
And so then we find out Tulsi endorses him, and she's coming here, and she's going to, you know, campaign with him. So we decided, okay, how about Sunday, as many of us who can... We'll go to one of these town halls, and we weren't planning to disrupt it in any way, but we were planning to ask questions, and hopefully multiple of us would get to ask similar questions.
Town halls in New Hampshire tend to be pretty intimate. You know, I'm just going to guess there probably weren't more than a couple hundred people.
There were a lot at this one. There were probably 400 or so.
Wow, okay, that's pretty big. That's pretty
big. It was big.
But the more people you can get in there, the odds are increased that one of them is going to get called on. Unless the whole question and answer is completely controlled from top to bottom, and they're only talking to plants and pre-screened questioners.
Which... To Tulsi Gabbard's credit, when I was on her campaign, she would always answer any question asked, and she'd never cut anyone off, even if they were going on for like 3 or 4 minutes asking a question.
Okay.
So I will give her that. So I figured, okay, this isn't her campaign. It's Baldick, so it might be completely different, but if anything is the same, then they'll definitely ask questions. So anyway, like 12 of us, I think, got together about an hour before the event. And we went over and started trickling in and sat in different seats to try to not make everything super obvious. And the campaign, I think he's the campaign manager, recognized some of us.
Mm-hmm.
And he came and sat down next to me. I've never met him before that I know of. But
this was after you'd already asked if you could interview him?
Yes, but I'd never talked to this guy before, so I don't know if he knew who I was. But he might have. Anyway, he came and sat down next to me. And he said, look, we're glad you're here, but we're not going to tolerate any disruptions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I honestly replied, I'm not here to make a disruption. I'm just here to ask questions. And he said, okay, well, there will be a Q&A after the speaking part is done. So, you know, we don't want any outbursts while they're speaking. And I said, well, that's not the plan.
Were there any outbursts?
No. Okay. Not until afterward.
We're going to continue with the story. You'll tell more about what happened there with Tulsi Gabbard, the supposedly kind of anti-war politician who's now teamed up with a full-on pro-war psychopathic general. It's nuts. There's more coming up here, and you can join us on Free Talk Live. Hour number 2 is on the way.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.